The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a podcast series that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that happen here each day. And welcome to Up on Taconic. I'm your host, Brendan. Today, I'm here with some of the new ninth graders in the Multimedia Broadcasting and Production Shop. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about what they've gotten up to in their shop so far. We'll quickly go around the table and introduce ourselves. We'll start with you.
My name is Reed, and I was anchor 2 of the first week and teleprompter of the second week.
My name is Aries, and I was the director for both weeks.
My name is Evan. I haven't been on the show yet, but I'm pretty excited to start.
Yeah. All right. So let's start with your first impressions of the shop. I know that all of you got to have around a week in here to really think about what shops you wanted to do. And for some reason, this one stuck out to you more than the others. So walk me through that. Like, what was your, how did your exploratory go? We'll start with you, Aries.
So I chose culinary and carpentry, but I was denied from both, which is fine. Then I was put into media as my third choice, and I was immediately introduced to all of this, you know, production stuff, and it was really enjoyable for the most part.
Yeah, well, you hopped right into the hot seat being a director. We'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later. All right, so Reed, how about you? How was your exploratory and what really led you to pick this as your shop?
So I had the idea of already coming into the shop right before I got into the school. I was watching some of the old Taconic TV stuff. I really got introduced to it by one of the old seniors from last year about this whole shop, and I was really curious about it, and I wanted to try it because I also want to try editing and all that kind of stuff. So I figured this was the right shot for me.
Yeah. And you were anchor 2 on our first show and stepping right into that role, getting up there on camera. It's not an easy thing. I can be the first to tell you I've done it many a time and I'm used to it at this point, but for your average everyday person, stepping up and being on camera is a hard thing. And it's even harder in front of all your peers when the show goes out to everybody in the school. All right, so how about you, Evan? Is there something that really stuck out to you in this shop and why you chose it?
My main choices were culinary and electrical, and I didn't really have a third choice until the person told me that multimedia was open, and yeah, I kind of chose that for some reason.
Yeah, but you having fun in here so far?
Yeah.
All right, so now that we're done with all of our first impressions, we can start to get into the juicy stuff that we've been working on up here. So first, I want to touch on our first week here. And in this first week, which is really awesome, we had our first full show with all of you participating. And that was a bit of a crazy thing, as typically it takes a class a week or two before they really get into making and putting together Taconic TV as a whole. But you all jumped right into it. So is there any like fun stories or things that really stuck out to you when you were doing your first show? Reed, we'll start with you. You were the anchor on that show.
Okay. For stories, it was a little bit hard to get into the role. I mean, I stepped up. There was another person wanting to do it, which was actually the second anchor of this week who wanted to do it. Me and him talked it through a little bit beforehand. It was hard to get into the script a little bit. I just was trying to figure out how to read some of my certain lines. Couldn't do it at first. So I started studying. I put in a good amount of hours into it, and I perfected it as much as I possibly could.
Yeah, being an anchor is all about working both on the clock here at school, but also going home and really looking at those different things in the script, along with making certain edits to make the script really the best it possibly could be. And you really did that on your first week there. And again, being an anchor, no small feat. All right, we'll go to you, Aries, with your first week and your second week. You were both directing, and you've already come so far from not knowing what you were, not being a director at all from your first week. So walk me through that a little bit. How did that go for you?
I walked in And I think on the first day, the teacher asked, or maybe the second, the teacher asked, who wants to be a director? I was the only one who raised my hand up. And then he just started walking me through what to do. The first week was really intense. It was like every day we would practice, and every day I got a little more better and better. The second week was a little less intense because I knew what I was doing, mm-hmm. and also because I was familiar with all the technology and all the people.
Yeah. Seeing that evolution from the first week to the second week was really powerful, because you came in not knowing anything about directing a full-fledged news show. And then after just a couple of days of practice, you really got a hang of it. All right. We will be right back after this. And welcome back to Up on Sakonic. Today, I am here with some of the new ninth graders at the Multimedia Broadcasting and Production Shop. We're going a little bit through how they have acclimated to their new shop so far, and fun stories and projects that they've worked on. So now we're going to get into what we did this week for our show on March 21st. It went out this morning at the time we're taping this. And we just got finished watching it and going through and seeing all the things that we liked about it a lot and things that we want to change. So we'll start with you, Reed. Reed, what did you do on this week's show?
I was the teleprompter. It was kind of hard adjusting to it a little bit, but overall it ended up working out for me, so that's good.
Yeah. What the teleprompter does is all of our cameras have a little screen on them showing all the words that the anchors need to say. And the teleprompter operator's job is to scroll along with them, making sure that they are where they're supposed to be and they're reading the lines that they're supposed to be reading. Mm-hmm. And I might say that you did a fantastic job, as we were able to read it all.
Thank you.
All right. And then Aries, this was your second week and you were directing again. Is there any big changes from last week's, the show before us, to this week's?
I wouldn't say there's any massive changes. The only big change was the technical director was changed to another person, mm-hmm. and it was kind of difficult for me to get him into the, you know, feeling of a technical yeah. director.
Well, I know we did a couple of takes for this week's show. I think around 3 or 4. Was that the number? I think something like that. And it just kept getting better after each take, I think. We started off with our rehearsals on Wednesdays, but then we really moved into Thursday, having a little bit more of a grasp on what was happening. And we went in, and I think by our last take, we were really nailing all of the camera changes and all the things like that. And I think one of the strong points of this show was the different camera changes and different pickups with the anchors. And I think a lot of that can be attributed to strong directing calls and also a strong teleprompter making sure we're moving through fully. Now we're going to get a little bit into things that we want to do in the future, right? And so I know we've only just begun, but obviously you're now all a little bit familiar with how Sakonic TV kind of operates. And I'm wondering if there's something that you are excited about that we haven't touched on yet that you want to get to the future. Evan, let's start with you.
I was kind of wanting to be an anchor sometime in the future, but I'm not really well prepared for that because I can't really speak while being recorded at the same time.
Yeah, well, that's why this program is so great, because it's an educational experience, meaning we'll learn those things as we go on. Aries, how about you? Is there any like certain thing that you've seen so far that you haven't gotten a chance to do that you want to?
I would say being an anchor. I'm interested in being an anchor, being on the camera, because I have history with, like, you know, that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Being an anchor, doing that. Being a director is also incredibly fun. But I don't know. I just feel like being an anchor, I would like it more.
Yeah, I mean, we're currently going through a bunch of our anchors rotating, so all the freshmen or all the ninth graders who'd like to have an opportunity to anchor, we're getting through them one week at a time. Mm-hmm. All right, Reed, how about you? Is there something that you are really excited or looking forward to?
I would say I kind of want to take on a little bit of a primary role as an anchor. Like, I know you said you were going out to, what was it? There was something. You were going to take on, like, a job, right? Like, an actual job?
Oh, for, yes, co-op, which is, for those who don't know, is a program in which our school, for juniors and seniors, they're able to go out onto the real field and go get employed at a local business somewhere in the county, which is a really awesome opportunity for real-world experience before moving on to either college or life after high school. Mm-hmm. So, continue with what you were saying.
I was thinking on taking on something similar to what you're doing, like the primary role of, like, kind of editing the script a little bit, editing, like, the videos after we're all done with it, making some of the graphics, being, like, a permanent anchor. That's what I kind of want to go for.
Yeah.
I'm aiming towards that.
As we move throughout the years, I won't be here because I am graduating not quite soon, but... Yeah, in a little bit of time. So it's going to be really awesome for all of you to really step in and see all the different things that you can accomplish. One more thing about the future before we wrap it up is I've heard some rumblings that you all are really interested in starting doing some video packages. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Is there any big ideas that you have for video packages that you would like to do? Aries, let's start with you.
I don't really have any ideas for video packages. If I made any ideas, I would probably talk to Reed first and explain what I like, what I have an idea for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Reed. I imagine a lot of this is from you. What kind of video packages would you like to do?
Let's see. Probably a little bit more interviews. I do like doing that kind of stuff, just going out into the school, interviewing people, seeing what their opinions are on some certain things. That's what I kind of like to do. Yeah. I also, there's a lot I like about the video packages. It's just different from the main show, and you can get a little bit more fun with it.
Yeah, it's really great for taking your own creative spin on things. I know some of the bigger ones that we've done in the past that we hope to emulate in the future, I know with all of you, are cooking shows. Those are a lot of fun. Have you seen those?
I'm planning on watching some later.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. And then we also have a lot of, not a lot of, but we've started to have some out in the field reporting. This year we had the Movember Walkathon. I don't know if you all saw that one. It was around like November, end of November. But that was really awesome because I was able to go out into the field and go report live from the event. And we're hoping to have more coverage as the year goes on, a little bit more outside, either at different sports games and things like that.
That'd be great. I would love to do that.
Yeah, I am really excited for the future. Well, that'll do it this week for Up on Zaconic. Thank you all for joining us. We would like to thank our listeners on WTBR 89.7 FM and for streaming our podcast on sites like Spotify and CastBox. For more about what's going on here at Zaconic, take a look at our weekly radio TV show, The Thunder Report. The show comes out every Friday and is available at youtube.com/ZaconicTV. Feel free to reach out to us at ZaconicTV@pittsfield.net for any questions or comments. We hope you'll join us again soon, and we'll see you next time on Up on Zaconic. Up on Zaconic has been a production of Zaconic TV and podcast produced at the Zaconic Studios in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. This show was produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting equipment and was taped in March of 2025.